We're talking with Tom Buchanan, the newly reelected president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you indicated that you were very grateful for the opportunity to serve.
Absolutely. It's a great honor. This is an organization I've believed in and belonged to for a long, long time. It's an enormous honor to be able to represent these people of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, hardworking farm families in rural Oklahoma, the best folks there are in the world. It's a great, great honor.
You indicated that you feel that there's been some real progress made, both with the insurance company as well as some of the things going on within the farm organization itself.
Certainly, Ron. The PNC, or property and casualty insurance in Oklahoma and throughout the Midwest out here, has been pretty tough the last three or four, 6 years. However, I would tell you, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company is back, has our footing back under us again, is showing profitability, good profitability, our strengthening position at all times. Our federation also is growing in strength and influence. An example of that certainly is the right to farm issue that we've placed on the ballot for 2016. We'll tell you that all ag groups were very helpful with that. We didn't do it by ourselves. It took each and every person in agriculture to get it to where it's at. And it will take all of us in agriculture and rural Oklahoma to pass this once it's on the ballot. Extremely important thing.
Your delegates did indeed affirm the fact that you support 777, and they vowed to, in their resolution, to fund a yes vote.
Certainly. It was not just overwhelming. It was unanimous that this is extremely important, a priority for our organization and for all ag organizations across the state. In reality, I want your listening audience to know that this is not just an ag issue. This is a consumer choice issue that allows everyone who goes to the grocery store and shops to feed their families the opportunity to get the products and the goods that they need at an affordable price and still have selection on the grocery shelf.
In your mind, you know, what sticks out from the resolution session that you felt was especially important?
There were a number of topics, Ron, and right now off the top of my head, I'd leave any of those out if I tried to mention those individually, but I would tell you that our water policy has been discussed. There was some action taken on that. We will see how that completely, once we get the final wording on that. I was very pleased that the delegate body was willing to address that controversial issue. We have not taken a firm stance on a lot of things. What we have said is that we want to be a part of the discussion. We believe that developing Oklahoma's water is a good thing to do, at the same time making sure that all Oklahomans benefit. There's a feral hog issue. Many of our landowners and members are having significant damage from that feral hog, and they believe that that non-native invasive species needs to be controlled and would love to have that eradicated. Those two were there. There are certainly taxation issues. The 179 issue is one that we think really needs a lot of improvement. And the waters of the U.S., that needs to be put to bed and done away with. Our membership is very much believing that needs to stop. All in all, what we saw today was the grassroots at work at its best. Lots of good debate on issues. You had both sides represented. At times, there were people very passionate most of the time on both sides. But again, the grassroots at work, the vote is taken and the majority rules, and Oklahoma Farm Bureau moves forward with that majority rule.
What's your vision? In other words, you wanted to run, obviously. You were actually elected by acclamation today, no opposition. After the first go-round under your belt, what's your vision?
Really, Ron, what that tells me is that the membership believes that the direction Oklahoma Farm Bureau has started down the last 2 years is the direction they want to keep it going. That's not just a reflection on me personally. In fact, as I have told people, that's a reflection of the state board. That's a reflection of the executive director and the staff of Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the membership themselves. The pride is growing. We're back at being a strong organization and very happy to be where we are. So the vision is to continue to improve, continue to influence policy development that improves Oklahoma agriculture and rural Oklahoma.